Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah has a similar case to that of the last Mishnah, of two people that are inheriting from their father, and one is more careful in a particular area of halacha than the other. The Mishnah over here is discussing a ger, a convert, and a non-Jewish brother that he has that are inheriting from the father who's a non-Jew. And it's discussing property that was used for Avodah Zarah, for idol worship, which a Jew is not allowed to derive any sort of benefit from it or for anything that's bartered or exchanged with it. And also with wine that came from his father that's potentially Zihayin Nesach, wine that was poured as a libation for Avodah Zarah, which also has the same lohalacha, that a Jew can't provide get any benefit from it or from anything that's bartered or transaction exchanged with it. So the Mishnah says, Ger v'ayvik echavim, a convert and ayvik echavim, idol worshiper, non-Jew brother, she yarshu saviyim, together they inherited their father, who was ayvik echavim, who was a non-Jew idol worshiper. So, yachol hu leimar, the ger, the convert, can say, tal ata avodah zarah, you take the avodah zarah portions of the inheritance, v'ani mais, and I'll take the cash, I'll take the money that he's allowed to benefit from. Or he says, Ata Yayin, you take the wine that has status of Yayin Nesach, that the ger can't benefit from. Vani Paris, and I'll take other produce. And in doing so, he'll be able to get a portion of the Yerusha, of the inheritance that he'll be able to benefit from. Now, although this should be similar to like what we saw in the last Mishnayos, that when you exchange different species, if you take the wheat and I take the barley, so on and so forth, that is considered a transaction. And if it would be a transaction, that would be problematic, because you can't do a transaction with a Avodah Zarah or with Yayin Nesach that's benefiting from the money from such a transaction, wouldn't be allowed. But over here, it's really different. And this is because, really, a ger, according to Midaraisa, biblical law, he does not inherit his father. Once he converts, he's considered like a new person. He's kikatan shanei ladami, like a newborn person. And in certain halachic areas, he's no longer connected to his father, and he really would not inherit his father. And so immediately, only midrabanan, chazal or misakin, that he also gets the Yerusha, the inheritance from his father. So immediately at the death of his father, he didn't automatically become the owner of the father's inheritance naturally, because midraisa, there is no inheritance for the ger. And therefore, he's allowed to make these exchanges before he actually acquires any of the property of his father. However, the Mishnah continues, the im mishabol or shus hager, but if once these items, the avodah zarah or the yayin nesach, the nesach wine, comes into his possession, he actually gets physical possession and he acquires it, once he legally owns it, then he can't exchange it with his brother anymore. Then usher, it's forbidden to him to exchange it for the money or for the other produce with his brother, the non-Jew, because that's exchanging transactions with these things that he's not allowed to derive any benefit from them or from any money he gets from selling them. Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah switches topics and discusses produce that's being sold in Syria. Syria was a place that was next to Eretz Yisrael. It was conquered by David HaMelech, and it was annexed onto Eretz Yisrael. And it does not have the same halachic status as Eretz Yisrael regarding certain things. Regarding Trumas and Maestros, there was no biblical Midaraisa obligation to take off Trumas and Maestros. It was only Midarabanan. And another point to know is that the standard, although in Syria there was the halachas of Dmai, that if you would buy produce from Am Arts, you were required Midarabanan to take off Maestros as well. But the majority of produce that was sold in Syria did not come from Syria. It happened to be that the way it was, the majority of produce sold there was sold from Chutz La'aretz, from completely outside Syria, outside Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one did not need to take off Meiser off of the Stam, the general produce that was sold there, unless he knew that it was grown in Syria or in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, Hamecher Peres B'Syria, someone who sells produce, and this is Am Aretz, someone who's not trusted on Meiser, selling fruit, produce in Syria, V'Amar, and he says, Mishal Eretz Yisrael Hain. You should know that this produce was grown in Eretz Yisrael. Then Chayav La'aser, the one who buys from him, is obligated to take off Meiser, because it was grown in Eretz Yisrael, and it has the status of Dmai, that he has to take off Meiser. But if the seller tells him, Me'usarin him, but you should know, although grew in Eretz Yisrael, Meiser was already taken off of it, Neman, he's believed, even though generally we don't believe Am Eretz regarding this. But over here, the Mishnah says, She'apesha aser hu'apesha yitir. The mouth that was aser, that prohibited the eating, by saying that it came from Eretz Yisrael, hu'apesha yitir, he's the same person that's matir, that permits and allows you to eat it, since if he would have kept quiet in the first place, it would have been assumed that the produce came from Chutz La'aretz, from outside Eretz Yisrael, outside Syria, and you would not need to take off Meiser. Now that he opened his mouth and told you it's from Eretz Yisrael, so he was introduced the obligation to take off Meiser, he also is believed to say that Meiser was already taken off, and he's trusted in this case. A similar case, if he would say, Mishalihein, they're mine, I grew them here. The seller says, I grew them in Syria, and thereby he's introducing the obligation to take off Meiser. So then Chayav Asar, you would need to take off Meiser now that you know it's grown in Syria. However, if he says Musarnim, Meiser was already taken off of this produce, Neman is believed, Shapesha Asar Hu Apesha Hitir. The same mouth that prohibits and introduces the obligation to take off Meiser, because otherwise we would have assumed it came from Chutz La'aretz had he not said that he grew it in Syria. So that same mouth is trusted, we believe him to say that it's Mutter, that Meiser was taken off, and you don't need to take off the Meiser. The Mishnah continues, V'im yedua sheyesh lei sada achas b'Syria, but if you know that this seller owns a field in Syria, so then we automatically assume that the stuff that he's selling was from his own personal field in Syria and is obligated in Meiser. So in this case, Minastam, before he opens his mouth, the rule is that you're going to have to take off Meiser over here because he owns a field in Syria. We assume it was grown here. So then, he's no longer trusted anymore, regardless of what he says, Chayav Asar, you're going to be obligated to take off Meiser, because he's no longer, even by telling you if it was grown here or in Eretz Yisrael, he's not introducing any Isser, he's not introducing the obligation to take off Meiser. That was already the standard, because we knew that he had land here, and therefore, he's known to Manas, he's not trusted anymore to say that Meiser was taken off of this produce.